Did you say that a fox and six rats came by this way today?
She turned on the hedgehog with a mixture of temper and impatience.
That's right. An evil-looking fox and six filthy rats. The fox had a sword, too. Would you credit it? He tried to chop up my little Clarence and Clarissa, the ruffian. What are the woods coming to? As for you three, be off with you. Beating little bunnies with sticks. Have you nothing better to do with yourselves? Now, clear off. Go on. The other lot went that way, southwest. You tell that fox, if you see him, that I'll give him a piece of my mind when he passes this way again. Verminous villain.
She receded into the woodland, shaking the two rabbits by their ears and carrying on at them in a motherly way.
Straight to bed. That'll teach you two. And no lunch for either of you until you learn to behave properly. Fangai and Death Slayer, indeed. Behaving like two little savages.
Look at my ears, Mummy.
I don't want to go to what? No bed, Mummy.
When they'd stopped laughing, Spriggot ate a passing butterfly.
All wings and no taste, those things. Well, you two, I hope all the enemies you meet be as harmless as those. Though if you stood listening to that mummy rabbit for long, she'd wear you to bits with her tongue. Right, young'uns, let's press on.
As soon as darkness had fallen on the previous night, Ferrago put his plan into operation. The horde went charging towards Salamandastron, chanting as they brandished their weapons.
Ferrago! Kill, kill, kill! Ferrago!
In the dining hall, Earthstripe sat with Sapwood and Oxeye taking supper. The sounds of the war chant reached their ears. Oxeye sighed wearily as he put down his beaker.
Night attack, sir. Shall we just block all openings and sit doggo in here? They can't harm us, and all that's required is a score of defenders round the crater rim. We can relieve them through the night, what?
But Earthstripe was loath to sit still while there was the faintest chance of battle. He pushed aside his chair.
What? Sit in here while those scum crawl all over my mountain? Never! This is the ideal time to set up a few surprises for Ferrago. Follow me. We'll need long poles, archers, and oil, too. Have that big barrel from my forge brought up to the crater top.
Ferrago, perched upon a low rock with Klitsch and Crab Eyes, watched the masses climbing the outer rock of the mountainous front face of Salamandastron. Doghead, the stoat captain, ignited a torch, and others began lighting their torches from it. Soon the mountain was ablaze with twinkling lights as the attackers sought to find openings in the rocks that would lead them into the mountain. Junos had led three ferrets ahead of the rest. They were almost halfway up when one of them yelled,
"Over here! There's an opening! A sort of window cut into the rocks!"
They scrambled to get in, Junos leading the way.
"Evening, chaps. Nice night to learn flying, what?"
Bart Thistledown and Pennybright thrust forward with their long poles. Juno saw what was happening too late. The poles hit him square in the chest, and he shot outward with a scream.
No, don't! Ah!
Together with one of the ferrets, who had squeezed in the window aperture with him, he went sailing into outer space. All over the mountain, similar flying lessons were taking place. Down below, Klitsch roared up at the crowds of soldiers who were trying to scramble back down.
Up! Keep going! Get to the top, you worthless cads!
He ran forward, climbing upward and belaboring all about him with his spear butt.
Come on, follow me, I'm not scared.
Ferrago urged the attackers up, keeping the assault centered on the seaward side of the mountain. This way, he hoped that Farron would have a clear path on the landward side. Crab Eyes unslung his bow.
Shall I get the archers firing, master?
Addlebrain!
The assassin pushed him aside scornfully.
They can't see anything to fire at. We'd be killing our own. Tell them to light more torches, climb up there with them, and see if you can't fire some arrows from close range into those slits they're pushing the poles out of.